We're at OUZM. Can someone give me a signal report?
KJ4WZM, W4DJW. Sounds like you're sitting right next to me.
Right.
None whatsoever. Solid as a rock.
Thanks.
No problem. Sounds good. W4DJW, standing by for net.
To the Blue Ridge Commuter Net. Your net control tonight is KJ4WZM. My name is Daniel, and my location is Traveler's Rest. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of emergency, this net will be activated. Located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. And I'm going to make a small change here to the original preamble that I've been using. After speaking with the repeater committee, I have discovered that the effective radiating power of the repeater is actually 25 watts, not 100 watts, 25 watts. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Any formal traffic, bulletins, or announcements for the net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. Go ahead and recognize the pre-net check-ins. Call for any new check-ins or anyone who just got their license, and then call for Echolink stations, then begin normal roll call. We've got a whole list of free net check-ins tonight. I mean, it looks like for free net check-ins tonight. For FCM, that's Fred and Traveler's Rest, and for IEI, Isla and Traveler's Rest. KA5WLL, Leroy and Taylor's. K4XMR, Mel and Prosperity. WU2T, Rusty and Moore. K4OIM, Walt and Inman. KO4KFS, Tommy and Greenville. KW4TS, Jim and Pelzer. N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson. W4MKH, Marshall and St. John's, Florida. K4OSH, Pat and Malden. W4IOE, Sid and Fletcher. KC4W, Bill and Anderson. KG4PFI, Don and Piedmont. And KG4QLQ, Linda and Piedmont. KO4RAX, Jim and Dacusville. W2AMD, Andrew and Simpsonville. And KO4PXB, Lloyd and Simpsonville. Time check-ins to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net or anyone who recently upgraded their license or just got their license. If any of these describe you, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. I don't hear any, so at this time I'll go ahead and call for Echolink stations. Echolink stations only if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. I don't hear any. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RACG portion. Tonight, being Sunday night, we'll begin with Alpha through Delta. Stations with the suffix of your call, A through D, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
KJ4WZM. Good evening, Daniel. Thanks for calling that tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta, Juliet, Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Daniel, please check in Kilo, Mike, 4, Bravo, Lima, Hotel, KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
WZM. Please check in K1CJW. That's Kilo 1. Charlie Juliet Whiskey. The name is Roland. And we're located in Pickens. And negative and negative, and good evening to all.
For WZM. Mr. Daniel, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you, Daniel, and all on the net.
WZM. Daniel, please check in. Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. We'll be negative and negative tonight. Thanks for calling that.
KK4DMW, that's Rick. KK4ONO, his wife Lorena. And KM4MIQ, his daughter Michelle. They're at home in Piedmont tonight. W4DJW, that's Dave and Greer. KM4BLH, Kurt in Greenville. K1CJW, Roland and Pickens. KI4DOS, Gary and his wife Joy. K3JOY, they're at home in Easley. And KB2BYQ, Dave in Easley. Thank you all for checking in with me tonight. Gary, I was wondering if you were able to come across that 6-pin power cord or not. KI4DOS, KJ4WZM.
The box, Daniel, it's here.
Was wondering if I might be able to swing by tomorrow at some point. I work really close to your house.
You're fine. Just give me a call so I'll you make sure I'm here because I got a couple of errands to run.
We'll definitely give you a call ahead of time. Thanks. Alrighty. Any other stations? Alpha through Delta, A through D. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, please call KJ4WZM or net control.
KJ4WZM. Please check in at a turn. Kilo Golf 4 Whiskey November Papa. Landing via Echo Link Liberty in and out.
KG4WNP. That is Landon and Liberty. And also by telephone relay, my sister Sharon in Greenville. KJ4UQD. I'll go ahead and move up now to E through H, Echo through Hotel. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, please call KJ4WZM or net control.
KJ4WZM. Again, Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick up here in Penrose, North Carolina. And Daniel, it's good to talk to you today, and I'm glad you found your power cord. I looked, I didn't have one. KO4HKX. And I'll be in and out.
For WZM. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Canada, North Carolina, and I'll be negative and negative tonight, Daniel. Thanks.
Check in, Kilo 4, Bravo Golf, Romeo Britt. And Gavin, I'll be negative and negative and out of turn.
It's KO4HKX, that's Patrick and Penrose, and thanks for looking, anyways, for me, Patrick. Enjoy talking to you today. Pretty fun. Next, I'd like to recognize KC4EZN, Harry and Candler, and KK4BGR, Brett and Gaffney. Any other stations, E through H, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, please call KJ4WZM or net control.
I'm not sure if I'm making this in, but please check in. You can hear me, Kilo Oscar 4, Echo.
Call twice. Echo something. Can you come back one more time? That last station, please call KJ4WZM or net control. I'm going to try one last time. That last station to try to check in. Mobile station, if you wouldn't mind trying to come back one more time, I'll try to copy your call.
A lot better now. This is Kilo Oscar 4 Echo Yankee Victor. KO4EYZ. Name is David. I'm mobile and with
for EYV, where are you mobile in?
Perry County.
Again, you made the machine. No, like to recognize KO4EYV, David Mobile and Whitmire. And any other stations, E3H, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM or net control. Soldier L, NJ3 Lima, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM or net control.
WZM. Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar, and I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Now I'll be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
Kilowatt Echo 4, India Romeo, Steve in Inman, I'll be negative and negative.
For WZM. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. This is Duncan up in Asheville. No traffic, no comment, and thanks for holding the net tonight.
KK4 JFO, that's James up on the mountain in Tuxedo. And KE4 IR, Steve in Inman. And KO4 JKV, Duncan in Asheville. Thank y'all for checking in with me tonight. Hope everybody's doing well. Any other stations, E through H? No. I think it was... No, I3L. Any other stations, I3L, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM or net control.
4WZM. Thank you for calling the net for us tonight. It's always good to gather around the radio. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
Nice. KK4, JBQ, Larry, and his wife, Donna, KC4, MFK. They're at home in Greer tonight. Thank you all for checking in with me. Hope you all are doing well. And it always is good to get her on the radio in the evening. I do enjoy that. Any other stations, I3L, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, please call KJ4WZM or net control. Trot M3P, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, please call KJ4WZM or net control.
WZM. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel. KO4NNH. My name is Fred, mobile in Piedmont tonight. 73 to you, Daniel, and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
4WZM. Yes, Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. KO4NUE. Name is Chad, QTH is Campobello. Please also check in my wife, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa. KO4RYP. Her name is Anna. QTH is also Campobello. We'll be in and out tonight, Daniel. Thank you so much for calling the net.
Nice. KO4NNH. That's my buddy Fred in Piedmont. Hope you have a good night at work tonight, Fred. Don't work too hard. Next, KO4NUE. That is Chad. And he brings along with him his wife, Anna, KO4RYP. They're at home in Campobello tonight. Thank you all for checking in with me tonight. Hope everybody's doing well. Any other stations? Mike, your papa, M3P, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM or net control. Tango, QCT, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM or net control.
4WZM. Again, Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. That's KO4QOG, Chris, and Liberty. I'll be negative and negative.
Now, KO4QLG, that is Chris and Liberty. Thank you for checking in with me, Chris. Hope you're doing well tonight. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango, Q through T, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Tribune Net, please call KJ4WZM or net control.
Please check in out of turn. Killing out
Oscar Hotel. It's K9OH, Billy and Anderson this evening. Good evening to you, sir, and all of that. Please also check in my wife, Nancy, Kilo November 4, Delta Bravo, Quebec. You guys have a great evening.
It's somebody who I haven't talked to in a long time. K9OH, Billy and his wife, Nancy KN4DBQ. Billy, I hope y'all are doing well. I haven't heard you on here in a long, long time.
Well, thank you for asking. Long time no speak.
You down in Columbia?
We are living in Anderson now. Been here about a year and a half.
All right, well, thanks for checking in. Missed you on here. Alrighty. We'll go ahead and move up to Uniform 3 Zulu. U3Z, if you'd like to check into Blue Ridge Stream Internet, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Oh, I had to wait for the commercial. Please check in Kilo 4, Victor, Kilo, November, K4VKN. This is Alan in Piedmont, and I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to everyone on the net.
Kilo, November 4, Victor, Whiskey Alpha, Steve and Edmund, I'll be negative, negative. Have a good evening, everyone.
That's K4VKN. That is Alan in Piedmont and KN4VWA. Steve in Inman. Yep, Uniform through Zulu, U through Z. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Stream Internet, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Sam. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. K4XB. Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
November 1, X-ray, radio, radio. Michael, I am mobile in Anderson. I'll be negative and negative. Thank you.
It's K4XB, Tommy in Southern Greenville County, and N4XRR, Michael in Anderson. We'll go ahead and open it all the way up through the alphabet now. A through Z, Z through A. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Stream Internet, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
WZM. Four Charlie Tango Whiskey, W4CTW. This is Tyler over in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
WZM. India 4, Lima, Zulu, India. JI4LZI. Angie, Table Rock, no traffic, but I'll stick around with you for a little bit, because I'm curious to know whether you ever got an working HF rig on there yet or not.
Nice. W4CTW, Tyler and Taylor's, and KI4LZI, Andy on table. Andy, I got you marked down for comments. Alright, I guess that about wraps it up for the formal portion of the net. So, this is KJ4WZM, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAC2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAC2s. KI4LZI, how are you?
4LZI, what's your situation with HF? I know Robert's not with us anymore, but was you able to work out a deal with him to get one and get one on the air?
As far as that radio goes, I don't know how that one's going to work out. I don't know if I'll end up with that one or not, but I did end up with one from Al, KI4MLN. He passed away a week ago Friday, and I got his old HF radio. It's, I keep forgetting which one this is. Give me 1 second and I'll look at it. 706 Mark 2G. And it's HF, VHF, UHF. It's like a mobile rig.
Well, I assume it's in working condition, man.
about that, and I won't know until I get my hands on the power cord for it.
Power cord for, all right. Well, you never get one that's in good order. Like I mentioned to you before, there's all kinds of things on HF that you can participate in, from the sideband net. As Chad's talked about, some wrestlers the past have on 3915, that when it's hurricane season, they're listening on 14325 or 7268. The Maritime Mobile Net on 14300, that's just a start.
So I can't wait to get my hands into that kind of stuff. The other day when I was driving the truck down the road, I can't remember which day this was. I'm going to say it was Wednesday or Thursday I was driving. And no matter what CB channel I turned to, people was coming in from all over the country. There was not a clear channel out there because of all the people that were experiencing some incredible propagation. One of the construction sites I was on, they were running channel 33 that day, and we couldn't get a word in edgewise because somebody in Tucson, Arizona was busy working all kinds of different stations from all over the U.S. We couldn't hear the ones that he was talking to very much, but he could hear us and was getting kind of irritated.
LZI is over on 11 meters, that would be like you on the ham band when someone's working DX, called a DX pile-up, it would be. The big difference in that and on the ham bands, at least there's some rule of law here on the ham bands. Over there, you know, it's any and everything nowadays.
I just couldn't help but wonder, though, because that is a HF frequency, what was going on 10 meters and 20 and 40. I tell you what, the band was open that day. Good grief. I can't wait to try working HF when conditions are like that.
LZI Friday, I got something here to help to keep me at least when it comes to 10 meters. Those FM frequencies on 10 meters, you take and program them into a scanner and have it on some kind of outside antenna. I keep that programmed in all the time, year round. And when 10 meters is really, really, really superly opened up, you hear that KQ2H out of New York on 2962 come in. And there's another one, I can't remember the call sign of, other than it's in Dallas-Fort Worth, on 29660 be coming in. When the conditions are super good, you'll be hearing that coming, those two FM repeaters coming in. And there's another one back off up in the north, I don't remember its call sign, but it was on, seems like it was on 29680. It was somewhere up north. But I keep that here in a scanner all the time, and I can pinpoint that just about at any time.
Thank you on that. Writing all this stuff down sometimes so I can keep track of it all. As soon as I get this radio up and running, as soon as I know that it actually works, I think I'm going to get me a G5RV antenna, or maybe two of them. Run one north-south and then the other east-west. And see what I can get.
Well, as you know, a general class can operate up in the FM part just fine. As you say, you got to have a working radio, an antenna, and a tuner. There's a couple who's checked in here in the past that's down in the Anderson area. WB2DX and W3SUE. They're from New York originally, and I told him about that at times when the band's been open. and he's made contact back off up there on a number of times from where they come from there on that 2962 machine.
Interesting. I have never gotten a chance to work the bands when they're open like that, but I can't wait. I'm excited about it. Real excited about it.
The time the FM part's really hot at certain times in the summer months. Late spring, summer, early fall, the FM part is super hot at that time. It's got to do with the ionosphere and the weather conditions and all. So, that's when the FM part, the high end of 10 meters, is open the most. But you got, let's see, there's 29.6 simplex, 29.62, 29.64, 29.66, and 29.68. That's the FM part of the 10 meters. And if you have that program into something, and have it where you can listen to it all the time and do it year-round, you can pinpoint at least that part of it in a moment's notice. Unless you're going to use, you can use the other newer methods, so to speak, the spotting networks and things like that, but I usually keep that here in a scanner all the time with these frequencies here, the VHF, UHF frequencies, and those FM frequencies there for 10 meters, and I can point it, I can find it out in a moment's notice.
I'm going to pull up a band plan here and see what all I have access to. I have my general. I need to get my extra class.
Yes, can use the FM part of 10 meters. Well, I think you're covered on that. You can operate as a general up there. I would here. This 8900 here I got would do it if I had a resident antenna for it. I just don't have a resident antenna for it.
Obviously work 10 meters and 80 meters, or do you also do 20 and 40?
I don't know. Maybe you hadn't heard, because you've been gone a lot on the phone. I'm on the truck. I'm kind of in a antenna situation here with HF where it's not going to be cheap for me to do it, because I got a power line in the back wrong place, and about all I can do is receive, or either just put a dipole up for short periods of time, and that's about all I can do here as far as HF goes. But I've got those FM machines in the scanner. I just put all these other FM frequencies here. And I can put a vertical up, but on FM, you don't have the noise issue that you would have on HF. So I have the FM part scanning at all times, and that would including 10 FM.
I'm currently looking at this here. So most of what I'm missing then. I'm actually missing half of the voice on 80 meters. About a third of the voice band on 20, about a quarter on 40, and about a quarter on 15. But everything else, it looks like I have the same, for the most part, as extra class.
On 10 meters, up there with the FM repeaters on 10 meters, you're good as a general.
Down here, too. That is correct.
What can come up with something there you can kind of at least use it as a way to, or spot the newer way. I just leave this in all the time, and when I hear one of them coming in, I know it's coming in, and that KQ2H up in New York, I meant when the conditions are even just a little bit favorable, that machine up there booms in here.
Back in under those conditions, KJ4WZM.
I would be excited to have that chance.
Yeah, that's what I said. You need to get something up anyway, you know. And if you got anything that'll do that, you know, that's a good start anyway.
Bottom part of 80 meters, do you know? From 3.6 to 3.8.
Well, see, as you said, that's the extra class part. And as a result, it's not nearly as active as 3,800 to 4 is, for obvious reasons. You know, 3,600 to 3,700 is extra class phone band. And there's, for the most part, more generals than there is extras. And they don't even issue the advanced class anymore, so. There's some activity down there, but not nearly like there is in the general class, for obvious reasons.
I was just wondering how much of this HS stuff I'm actually missing by not having my extra class. If it's something I need to go ahead and get done really soon, or if it matters very much. There's not a whole lot of HF that I'm missing as a general. Just little bits of it. Half of 80, but you said it's not super active there. A small piece of 40. A small piece of 20, but I think that's probably the biggest deal right there. And a small piece of 15 as well.
It all depends on what your purpose is going to be. Now, I know I've heard some others saying they're probably right because they're big DXers. You're going to be a big DXer, you need that extra class license. Because there's some people that'll won't work in the general, but they'll work in the extra. I agree with some of the big DXers on that you can't get as a general class licensee, so. It all depends on what your purpose is going to be. You're going to be a big DX, if you need to get that element 4 under your belt and get the extra class.
4WZM. I'm thinking about starting to study for it. I don't think I'll ever be a big DXer, at least not for a long time, like a big time DXer, but I would like to play with it some and see what I can get.
When it comes to the DX, and I agree with them, there's no doubt about it. Because not some of these foreign stations won't necessarily always stay in the general class part of the band. And in a case like that, and plus they work split a lot of times too. And when that's the case, you need those extra privileges to do it. That's just like myself here. If I could affordably fix this antenna issue that I got here with HF, I would take another shot at the extra myself, but until I can fix this, and no more often than I use my HF privileges, I'm just not going to worry about it right now until I can at some point, somehow or another, remedy this issue. But if anybody's going to DX, if that's their purpose, then they need to go for the element 4 and get it.
Well, hopefully you're able to get your antenna situation straightened out at some point. It's a bummer with the power lines and stuff. I also have the power line issue, but I have some other options as well. I just have power lines really close to where my radio would be, and I don't know how that'll work out.
The lines ain't that far from where all this here is. It's not. And any time I tried, I have put up a dipole. Here it's always been under the power line. I hadn't affordably been able to find a way to get around that. I thought about using a vertical, but for like I said a while ago, you put up a vertical and it gets close to these power lines, guess what's liable to happen? You go spend a good many $100 on that, then you end up a lot of power line noise. It ain't like you on the FM. Then here you spend all that money and all you can hear on the HF frequencies is noise. So wise, you might say, but if that's not an issue, or if, like I've heard J.A. years ago saying, he's right, I've heard them, some of them say that when they're working a lot of this DX, they work a lot of split in a lot of cases. Listen on one and transmit on another because of all the pileups. And in a case like that, you better have that extra class license if you're going to go that way, because they won't always stay in the general class. And the extra class is very, let's put it this way, when it comes to activity, very light. So I see why they go down there a lot of times to do one side of their QSOs.
That too. Have you ever been to Johnny's yard before?
Well, see, I've been over there some of the mini field days over there in the past when there was some of the mini field days over there.
Set of power lines that goes right through the yard, way up high there. That's what I have to deal with.
Oh, no. The main thing about this line here is the main line that feeds this holler up through here. And I don't have the kind of money it would take to have them reroute that, because it would be who knows how many thousands and the thousands of dollars it would cost to do that. For now, that's my holdup, you might say. But in your case, I don't know what to tell you either. But until you get a radio and go to doing some, at the very least, listening around on HF, you ain't going to know how big an issue it is just yet. Just remember, when it comes to verticals on HF, though, you're not dealing with FM. And because of that, and they're notoriously bad about picking up noise, I've been, from what I've heard. And if you're near a power line and you're on HF, it might pick all that garbage up.
The power lines that feeds the Tigerville area, North Greenville University, much of Highway 414, Mush Creek, all that kind of stuff, all that end of town is run off of this set of power lines. They cover several square miles.
To get you something, at the very least, and listen around and see how it is, but, and go from there. That's all I can tell you. I know I can't afford this out here. There's no telling how many thousands of dollars it would take to redo this, to reroute this or put it underground or something. I just can't afford it. And that over there you got, seems like to me, I vaguely remember in the past seeing that. So you just have to take it one step at a time and see how it works out. You know, I don't know. But I know my situation. That's highly unlikely. Being that of course not FM, a vertical would work here. I got this FM antenna right here not far from it either. It won't fall on the power line, but it's close enough that if it wasn't FM and it was HF, I would probably be getting noise here.
Well, I'll have to see then. Once I set the antenna up, I think I'm going to use G5 RV, a dipole, wire dipole. That way, if I don't like how it sounds, I can move it, because I do have an option. I can put it underneath the power lines, or I can put it away from them. All kinds of different ideas. If I put it away from them, I'll have uneven ground, so I won't have as good of a ground plane. If I put it underneath the power lines, I'll have power line noise, but I'll have a better ground plane and a wide open area high up in elevation. So I don't know how it'll all go, but I'll leave it so I can move it around and see where it sounds best. So thanks for all the input there.
Joseph, one thing I want to point out to you, and unfortunately I didn't have a dipole up when it happened. This very power line I'm talking about has came down three times here over the past, I guess, 35 or 40 years, either due to ice or due to a storm. You don't want to have a dipole up on a power line when it comes down. I've been fortunate enough that it didn't happen when I had one up, but should that happen, it may not be good on your residence because you bring all that voltage in to the house on you. So no matter what you do, don't put a dipole up under a power line and leave it up, because you do and that thing comes down, it might be very bad consequences. Part of the reason I can't leave nothing up. KI4LZI.
There. Yep. Alrighty, Amy. I'll keep that in mind. And I don't plan on leaving anything up permanently underneath the power lines either. This set is extremely sturdy. It's a massive, massive set of very big, high-up power lines. And I don't think that they've come down much at all, ever. I can't ever remember hearing that they've ever been down, and I've never seen them down. But I won't leave anything up underneath them either. That would be the wrong set. Although there's so much power that goes through those, I'm pretty sure any kind of a line at all, it would just melt it instantly if it came in contact with it, the amount of power that goes through those lines. But thanks for all the input, and I'll keep it all in mind.
Partly why I can't do a whole lot, partly, but... And your lines sound to be more hotter voltage over there. If they're the ones I remember seeing over there years ago than mine are. So, it's just where mine is here. It's susceptible the way it is here. The trees coming down across the line, across the road down there, and pulls them down. And up here, when it pulls them down, a lot of times it breaks the pole off right here in the yard that they're attached to. And it's one big mess when they do come down. KI4LZI, go ahead and carry on with your net.
Yeah, this set here is extremely tall poles, and there's close to 1,000 feet between each set of poles, so it's definitely a high voltage, high amperage set. But it comes from a really far distance out. I think this set starts somewhere in Pickens County. It branches off of an even bigger set, and then it feeds this area that I'm in. But it feeds several square miles. All right. Well, I'll go ahead and carry off the net here. Good talking to you, Andy, and I'll be sure to keep you up to date on what I end up doing. KI4LZI, KJ4WZM. Good talking to you. Thanks for hanging around for comments. And I'll go ahead and see if I got any more check-ins. Any check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, if you'd like to check into Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM or net control.
KT4JA, Jim Seabot.
Check-in, Whiskey, Alpha 4, Kilo Charlie, Juan and Greenville, we're moving tonight. No traffic, not coming, but just listening. 73.
The controller would like to recognize, I think this is KB4, as in Kilo Bravo 4, JA, Juliet Alpha. KB4 JA, Jim in Piedmont. Is that correct?
Negative. KT, Thomas.
Kilo Tango 4, Juliet Alpha, correct?
That's correct. I'll stick around for a comment or two.
I'd like to recognize KT4JA. That is Jim in Piedmont. Got you marked down for comments, Jim. Next, I have WA4KC. That is Juan in Greenville. And by telephone relay, Kilo Juliet 4, Romeo Quebec Zulu, KJ4RQZ, Nathan in Traveler's Rest. To Z to Ray, please call KJ4WZM or net control. I don't hear any, so KT4JA, Jim. Your turn, KJ4WZM.
That's the goal. This is KT4JA. I was listening to your questions about antennas, and I remember some good articles in QST about loop antennas that minimize the noise from power lines. Over.
Jim, appreciate that input there. I will definitely look into that. I happen to remember that, actually when I was studying for my general, that was in there as part of, that was actually in my test that I took. And I had just forgotten about that. But I really appreciate you bringing that back to my attention, and I'm going to look into that a good bit and see what I can turn up.
Very good. The other thing is, with a dipole, I would be a little bit cautious of running the dipole in parallel with the power line. If you can get it perpendicular, that may give you better results, but that may limit your area of contact, over.
And perpendicular underneath the lines just fine, and it's a massive clearing underneath the lines, so the entire antenna would fit underneath the clearing. But if I was to run it perpendicular, I would not be running it directly underneath the power lines. It would be a distance away from them. I could run it through the trees that way.
One other thing, not too long ago at QST, they used some MFJ telescoping antennas and made a dipole out of it, and you just calculated the length and moved your telescope out to that length, and it was very portable, very looked like a very ideal dipole for the higher frequency. Over.
Interesting. So, question about those loop antennas. Are they much more, for the most part, band specific, unless you go and make physical adjustments to them? They're much more band specific than a dipole. Am I correct on that?
Yes, you are correct on that. Typically, they'll have a tuning capacitor on that to set your frequency more accurately.
That gives me something to go ahead and research then. And those tend to be bi-directional if they're vertical loops.
That's correct. Take a look at the articles on there. The other thing would be possibly the handbook. Or I've found some very interesting topics on YouTube. Just do a generic search for loop antennas.
I'm going to look into that. Thank you for the input. I got my general over 10 years ago, coming up on 12 years ago, and I am kind of rusty on it at this point. I haven't really messed with HF now in very close to 10 years, so I just need to brush up on this stuff a good bit before I jump into it. So any kind of advice like that, I'm definitely going to take that very seriously and look into it. Because I don't want to give myself problems with my equipment needlessly, or all kinds of noise that I can't hear through and stuff like that. So I'm definitely going to go ahead and look into those solutions. That sounds a lot better. Are those loop antennas significantly smaller in size than a dipole is normally?
Well, I remember in QST it was maybe 6 or 7 feet in diameter.
Smaller. All right. Thank you for the for those suggestions there. I'm going to research that. I'll go find those articles if I can find them. Should be able to.
Good. I have been in electronics for a long time. Many years I've wanted to get my license. 2014, I got my license, and then had some medical problems that slowed me down. But I've been researching antennas, and one of these days I'm going to set up a long wire and try to get on the air.
On HF, right when I got my license, but I still lived at my parents' house then, and we set up a G5RV dipole in the trees, run east to west, and we got a lot of results. North to south, but we didn't really get a whole lot of good stuff across the country because of the direction the antenna was set up. I spent some time on 20 meters and most of my time on 80 meters and thoroughly enjoyed it. I only had a couple contacts on 40 meters, but I never really got on HF very much. My brother got his extra class call
And, well, he got his extra class. And he did a lot more HF than I did. And one of my other brothers, he has gotten a bunch of contacts. He mostly did digital. He's done very, very well on HF as well. I think he's got his general.
Good. I had to just slow down. A couple of my Elmers passed away, and I've got to get back into it. And like I say, I'll get that antenna set up there and start getting out in the air. I particularly like the upper end of 80 meters and sometimes 40 meters.
Me very well, too. I enjoyed it a lot. 80 meters talked to a lot of the same people I did on 2 meters. There was a group called South Carolina Single Sideband Net, and a lot of those people overlapped with the 6-1 machine that we're talking on. A lot of the same people were on both of them. But then there were some extra ones, too, that weren't normally on 6-1. And I miss those people a whole lot. And I haven't talked to several of them in almost 10 years, so I'm really itching to get my hands back into it again.
I have a question. What's the story on bars? Are they still meeting on the first Monday of the month? I think it's 7 o'clock at the Red Cross building.
On, but trying to get people to come back out after the COVID scare has gone on. It's been difficult. So if I'm not mistaken, I do believe that they're doing this month's meeting virtual again over the GoTo meetings, and there's a link on the bar's webpage.
I'll have to go and look for that. With you, this is KT4JA over, and starting to get back into things here and start following the net a little more actively. Over.
Definitely enjoyed talking to you. Feel free to hop on here if you hear me on here later on, too. KC and KT4JA, KJ4WZM. I'm on here a good bit in the afternoons and sometimes in the evenings. I tend to go to bed really early, though. And I get up early for work and go to bed early at night. So most of the time, I'm not on here by net time. I've already gone to sleep, so... sometime in the afternoons is typically when I get on here. But thanks for chatting, and hopefully catch you later on down the log. Good luck on HF, and I hope to hear you on there sometime too. Hopefully I'll be on there in a few more weeks. So KT4JA, KJ4WZM, great talking to you. For check-ins or comments, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
4WZM, KC4EZN with a comment. Good evening, Daniel. Sounds like you're getting ready to jump into some exciting stuff. Just listening to conversations on antennas and looked up on my bookshelf, and ARRL has got a book I don't know what it's still called today, because my copy's a number of years old, but Novice Antenna Notebook, and the reason I'm suggesting this is they talk about a lot of the different kind of antennas in some very fundamental and practical words, and some of the questions talk about loop antennas. Is it a horizontal loop? Is it a vertical loop? Is it square? Is it triangular? Is it round? And they talk about some of that, and plus they give you some fairly simple antenna plans that you could try. And that I would almost recommend find a copy of that and give a quick scan of that just to get your antenna vocabulary filled in, because I think there is an antenna design that's unique to every ham that's put an antenna up in the air. We all argue about what's best, and basically what's best is what works best at your house. Here at my house, I've played with several different kinds, and the main antenna that I use is a combination of a loaded dipole, and then I hung extra wires on it and turned it into a fan dipole, and that's my main antenna. But I also have got 20 feet of tent poles pop riveted together and fed as an off-center vertical dipole, and I won't tell you that it is a great antenna, but it's only 20 feet long, and I have worked Africa on 12 meters with it when propagation was really good. And then another antenna I've got up is an in-fed antenna, which is easy to put up and take down. It's got some matching things that you have to be aware of. But basically, those three work at my house, and I have fun playing with them. So don't be afraid just to put a piece of wire out there. Just the other question I wanted to ask is, did that radio come with a tuner? And I'm not familiar with older radios like that. Did it have an internal tuner? That would be something that you'd want to think about too. KJ4WZN, KC4EZN.